And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question that may be on your mind. You can call it in. Love to hear you. Or you can text it in, whichever is easier. 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning on a beautiful Saturday.
Beautiful Saturday. How are you doing, Denny?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. We're looking at, like Al said, 65. In fact, the new temp just came in. It's 50. So 50 heading for another 15 degrees or so. So a great Saturday. What has been happening? Yeah, this is great for you workers, too. I always like to ask you what's happened this past week at Lindis Construction.
You know, it was a busy week, Denny. All of our leaf bear crews are out and about trying to get as much done as we possibly can with the preceding rain. Roofing crews were out. Siding crews are out doing their thing. A lot of cool deck projects going on. You know, saw decking yesterday. We did a little workaround because of the price increase we had with some of the metal framing. A couple of our manufacturers, Denny, got into a pickle because they were with this whole importing of materials. They were classifying some materials as raw material when, in fact, they were importing finished material. And that led to some price increases this year. So this cool deck that Charlie designed was all wood framing, but with the metal posts. And boy, it turned out really, really good with the millboard decking. So that was the first time I'd seen a combination of wood framing and metal framing being used on a project. And I really like how it turned out.
Oh, interesting. So that may be something you guys use moving forward. What, tell folks that don't know, and you and I have talked about millboard for a long time now, that is at least so far your choice as far as decking, right?
Correct. And we're testing out a new framing, going away from the steel framing because of the crazy price increases. I mean, we'll gladly still do that, but it's, boy, it went up significantly. So we're looking at a new type of framing that's aluminum. The biggest difference between that framing and the steel framing is how far we can span. You can span a little bit farther than wood with the aluminum, but not nearly as far as you can with the steel. So it might need some more posts, but it's, we're pretty excited about all of the maintenance-free options that we can offer people. We've been doing some testing on composites, and I really do believe that millboard is the best composite decking you can install on your home, and definitely has the least amount of service issues for us. It looks now, more like it's as close to wood as a wood look gets. I think it's mainly a cement product, but it will fade. Like all the composite decking will fade. But it fades uniformly, so you really don't notice it unless you have to replace a board. But that's the way decking is. Even natural wood is going to fade, and you're going to have to refinish it over time. So you kind of have to weigh out all of those options as you're looking for your outdoor living space. And that's one of those things. In many, this time of year, we spend a lot of time on our decks. I don't know about you. I grilled out even in the rain this week, Denny.
Oh, sure.
A couple of days.
Yeah. Snow. As long as I got a snow shovel, I can get to my grill, and that's just fine. I was going to ask you, we get this quite often, this question about decking, the millboard specifically, that type of decking. Is it slippery?
No. In fact, it was one of the first things we did is I took off a different composite decking off the steps. For my house, my front deck is the entry into my home. So the old composite decking gets real frosty and real slippery that was on there. And just to be able to see the difference, I took all of the old composite decking off my steps and installed millboard. And It's such a big difference between the different composite deckings and the millboard, where it really doesn't get as warm. Like in the hot days, you know, sometimes that composite decking get almost too hot to walk on. It doesn't frost up. It doesn't get slippery. There's texture to it that is more like real wood. So it really is. I think it checks all the boxes as far as decking goes.
You know, as quite often, as you know, what we get here during the show about decks or decking is cleaning. I don't know about millboard. What do you use to clean a deck? And that should be done from time to time, right? Even though it's low maintenance.
Yeah. Just a little bit of detergent and some water and a scrush if you get something on it, like you spill something on it, you know, you might have to go after it. Other than that, just a hose or, you know, I've used my Swiffer a couple of times on my deck.
Really?
Just because, you know, I live out in kind of the country, so it gets a little dusty, and that worked just fine. But for me, a couple times a year with a, I bought an electric pressure washer, mainly because I don't trust myself to use anything that goes above 1,800 PSI, because that can start to wreck the wood and the other you know, materials on the outside of my home, put a little bit too much pressure, getting water behind the siding, things like that. So I use an electric pressure washer. If Milwaukee ever came out with a decent battery-operated pressure washer, or anybody ever came out with one, I'd be one of the first people to buy it. I hate cords.
Yeah.
But I a couple times a year, the exterior of my home gets a little wash, and if anything needs a little extra elbow grease, Dawn dish soap with a scrub brush seems to do the job.
You would think, and I'm trying to remember if I saw somewhere an ad for a pressure washer that was indeed battery operated. I'm not sure. But you would think, given the snow blowers and all the other tools they have, if they haven't done so, that probably is not too far down the road.
You know, I tested one that was just on your normal, like, 12-volt battery, and it had a hose that you dropped into a bucket, so, like, it had, like, a pickup pump, and it just, to be honest with you, what if you're using it, I'm like, well, this is about as much pressure as my hose gives off, so I just haven't found one that is, does the job needed quite yet.
All right. The search continues.
Hey, Danny, one other thing we should talk about today, too, is we're, you know, with all the different, the technology out there and being able to predict the weather, bringing some alerts that Monday could be pretty severe.
Yes.
And it's a good time to take that walk around outside your house if you notice anything loose, or make sure your gutters are free and clear of any debris. But this is the time of year I would go around and update the photos of my home. So you can, if you do get severe weather, you know, you can look at the photos and see what looks out of place. What are the missing shingles? Is there any missing flashing? And it could help you during the claim process as well, be able to show an adjuster what the house looked like before the storm and after the storm. And if you haven't looked at your insurance policy lately or talked to your insurance agent, I would highly recommend that. I know today's Saturday, but, you know, I always make fun of my buddies in the insurance industry. When I want to talk to them, I go to the golf course. But I would, if you can get a hold of your insurance agent now and talk to him, I would. Otherwise, give him or her a call on Monday and just go over your policy and make sure that you are covered should we get any severe weather this spring. There's been so many policy changes and letters sent out. And if you're anything like me, something gets snail mailed to me, it can get not read pretty quickly. You know, the amount of junk mail we get nowadays. And if it's buried in a bill, how the policy changes are, I've seen that a couple of times where they just automatically assume you're going to know what is going on there. Things like soft metal, whether or not you have a class 4 shingle, where your deductible's gone, all those things are questions I would try to get answered with my insurance professionals sooner than later.
Yeah, these days, that really is a must. I'm glad you brought that up. We can talk further about that after the quick break. If you have, again, any kind of a home improvement question, could be about decks, could be about windows, siding, gutters, those great leaf guard gutters. You may need them come Monday. We'll talk more, answering those questions either by phone or by text this Saturday morning, as usual. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show. We're around every Saturday. Thanks to Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You want to get in touch with those folks. If you, as I mentioned earlier, if you want those great leaf guard gutters, I was looking at that forecast for Monday, chance of some severe weather. In fact, we're going to get up to the mid to upper 70s come Monday. That could produce some thunderstorm activity, so you stay tuned to CCO. But in the meantime, any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. Andy Lindus answering those questions as usual, 651-461-9226. I was looking, Andy, at a text that said last Saturday Andy was talking about a problem he had with red squirrels. Well, this person does too. In fact, I have a mobile home, he or she says, that the red squirrels are getting under. It's a seasonal place. I'm only up there in the weekends. How did Andy get rid of the red squirrels, and does he have any advice for me?
Yes. Either a professional exterminator or traps seem to do the trick, and wherever they're getting in, squirrels aren't that different than any other rodent, where the smells are why they're going to where they're going typically, or they found a good hidey hole to hide whatever they're trying to hide. So using like essential oils like peppermint or any of the mint essential oils, or going and buying that mouse magic, little peppermint pillows they call them, that stuff seems to work really well. Throw that liberally in the areas that the squirrels are getting into, and it seems like if you do that religiously, once you remove the squirrels, they won't come back. We've had pretty decent luck with that. In so much so, like even on my parents' house, a red squirrel chewed like a 1 foot by 18 inch hole through the metal and the venting for the ridge vent. So they went through the metal of the ridge vent and the ridge vent and got into the attic space at my parents' house. Which was nothing. Like it's pretty rare that I see that big of a hole on a roof, and really rare that it's caused by rodents, but they really wanted to get into that place, and they chewed through metal. So if they want to get into some place, they will. And the only time I've had good luck, Denny, is getting a professional exterminator involved, or I have some live traps myself. May or may not have used a BB gun at times as well, but it's out of all the squirrels out there, the red squirrels and the amount of damage I've seen caused by red squirrels in attics and homes, it's gotten into the thousands of dollars before, Denny.
Oh, so absolutely.
Take pretty serious and keep them away from your home. I'd be, what they're chewing on underneath that trailer, I'd be worried about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think your advice of getting a pro out there, somebody who, a pest control person who really deals with sealing up one way or the other. But wow, right through metal. Well, those red squirrels can do a whole lot of damage. A friend of mine had over $2,000 worth of damage on his car that was in a garage that the red squirrel came after. So, yeah, not fun. Speaking of previous shows, a listener wants to know, a few weeks ago you gave the name of a product to install on the underside of a balcony that overhangs a patio. Of course, Texter said, I didn't write it down, and now I can't remember what it is. What were we talking about back then?
I believe it was the Quality Edge soffit panel. We've used their wood grain soffit panel, their hidden vent or no vent soffit panel on the underside of a few different areas. Now, if water is going to be getting into that area, you're going to have to account for that. But as far as all of the underdecking type products that are out there, I really am not a big believer in any of them. Unless you're willing to do the maintenance that comes with them, where they have to be cleaned out a couple of times a year, you know, maybe have to remove a deck board to get to it. I'd stay away from them, from those types of things, unless you're going to condition the entire area. But we get talked into doing those underdecking projects on the regular basis, and you know, it can add a lot of living space underneath the deck. But if you're just talking like a cantilever area, I would look at the Quality Edge soffit panel.
Quality Edge. What about the leaf guard gutters? You know, I'm thinking about that forecast again. Not that you can get it done by Monday, but how if listeners want to get that leaf guard, and I urge them to do that, if you need a gutter system, get the leaf guard. Still time to do that, plenty of time this year, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think right now we're maybe a week or so out for getting the estimate. Depending on the customer schedule, might take up to 2 weeks. And then after that, I want to say we're within a month of installing. So the people that are doing the install are keeping up pretty darn awesome. But if you're worried about your gutters overflowing, I would try to get them clear as soon as possible. Because yeah. It doesn't – looks like we got some pretty good gully washers coming here in the forecast.
Yeah, and speaking of getting projects done, what about roofing? We talk about roofing all the time, and if folks are listening, saying, I've checked ours out, and we do need a new roof. How far out? When can they get some help?
Right around the same time frame, I think most of our divisions right now are in that 4 to 10 weeks lead time. So, which for this time of year is not bad.
No,
we had a little bit rougher weather to deal with this winter than the previous winter, so we had a couple of weeks we didn't get much of anything done, but we've been getting caught back up for almost every division: windows, siding, roofing, gutters, you name it. In that 4 to 10 week range, we can have your project done and over.
Excellent. Speaking of catching up, we're going to catch up on that weather forecast straight ahead here. And again, when we come back, if you have any kind of a home improvement question, call it in or text it in, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show presented by Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis answering those questions. And again, if you want new gutters, you want siding, roofing, whatever the project you have in mind, give them a call this coming week, 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, I always like to ask you we're still in the month of April. What kind of deals can be had this final week?
Free labor on the installation of leaf guard gutters and free labor on the installation of GAF asphalt roofing. And that offer ends at the end of the month. And it does not get better. So I can tell you that much. I just went over that with the entire team, what the offers are going to be for the next, from the month of May and June. And we're busy enough and we got our pricing, I think, where it needs to be. And so if you want to take advantage of the best pricing we're going to have this year, now's the time to do it.
I'm looking at a text, Andy. By the way, if you have a question, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Can you picture frame a deck with this millboard decking? What is that person asking?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
It's more about the design on the deck, where you can have where one color along the edge and then across the field is a different color or just a different pattern. So imagine just like a picture frame. So all the way around the edge, you got the boards going one way and then laid on the inside. But I know it's something we do on the regular basis.
What have you heard as far as, you and I have talked over the years, it seems like, especially when there have been storms, a lot of storm chasers, a lot of scofflaws that come in and do maybe a little work and then take off or no work. I haven't heard much of that lately.
No, and it's going to get harder and harder for them with the laws, for the way the laws are written on subcontracting and things of that nature. It makes it harder for a lot of these storm chasers to go about business. Believe it or not, there was lots of these people that come in and do that type of work. They're operating with no footprint. Like, it's just an office space, no warehouse. They're not getting materials, just the materials delivered to the job site. And almost all of their labor is subcontracted out. So you can have these people doing hundreds of roofs, and they really only have, 8-9 employees, which is really hard to do. And for us, I'm anytime there's more regulation, I get weary about it. But one thing I've noticed is the amount of people applying to Lindis currently that are looking for full-time work and not to become the subs has gone up. We've had lots of crews and people come through the doors this year wanting to join our team, and that's pretty exciting for me. Anytime you can add, you know, it's a high quality free agent roofer, it's a good thing. And the more and more people that we get to do these types of jobs, the better off we're going to be, and the more skill we can acquire, the better off we all are. So it's been good for us. Because we can have the consistency. You know, we're not looking for the storm. Almost never. Like, I really, really hope that Monday's weather is not severe. If it's just rain, I think we're all in a better spot. We don't need any more hail. Hail never happens again. I'll be a happy camper. So we are consistently able to provide work for these people and employment. So we have over 160 people now at Lindis Construction, Denny, and we're planning on adding quite a lot more this year. And I'm okay with these subcontractor laws. I really am, because boy oh boy, it got pretty crazy the last 10 years for sure.
I remember when 60 I thought was a huge number at Lindis Construction. Wow, 160. Let me give our number again, because we're going to grab a phone call. 651-461-9226. Let's get on the horn with Dale. Dale's calling in from Lake Elmo, I believe, this morning. Thank you, Dale. What's your question for Andy?
Good morning, Andy. I've got the house that we bought, the garage. the concrete is really pitted. I don't know, from years of salt dripping off their vehicles. Can I clean that and reseal it, or doesn't it do any good?
You can definitely reseal it. It's going to keep less water, or keep water out of going into the concrete and leading to more and more pitting. It should help, but you might want to look into the people like Black Hawk Garage out of Bloomington, or the Great Garage Floor folks that Denny talks about, and having them come in. What they can do is they'll grind the floor down, get it a smooth surface, and put a coating over the top again. And you should be good to go with, I'm pretty sure the Great Garage Floor people and Casey both use the polyurea version. Most people know it as like epoxy flooring, but it's not epoxy. It's a polyurea flooring. And I think that would be the permanent fix. As long as there's not too many big cracks or the entire concrete's not failing, they might have to repair it if that's the case. Yes, sealing your concrete on the regular helps maintain that concrete. The concrete should be something that lasts a very, very long time. And I don't know if you priced out concrete lately, Denny, but what they're charging for concrete now, it should last forever. The concrete has gone up significantly over the last 5 years, and it doesn't seem like it takes a lot to get to $20,000, $30,000 in concrete work.
Oh, I believe that. I'm trying to think our old, I think our driveway is 25 years old this year rather, and still looks great. But then again, I maintain it, you know, I do that sealing every so often and keep it clean and all of that. But yeah, I would imagine it's up there in the tens of thousands.
How often do you seal yours, Denny? Is it every year or like every other year?
No, you know what I found out? Because I went to see our friends at Semstone last summer, I think it was. And the guy said, when was the last time you sealed it? I said, I think it was a year or two ago. He said, you don't have to do it that often. You don't have to seal it. I can't remember what he said. Maybe it's every 3 or 4. But you don't have to do it every year. That's overkill, he said. So
yes.
I assume
I'm on an every other year pattern right now. You know, the first year my concrete cracked in a couple of spots and made me really weary of it, and I fixed those cracks. But it was just that first year. I haven't had a crack. It's 5 years old now, and I seal it every other year, and I'm hoping I get the 25 year life out of it, because I know the blacktop previously lasted about a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So can kind of weigh that in, but I've never asked a professional how often you should seal it. I just figured every other year was a good move.
I'm going to be paying them a visit this season, and I'm going to ask them exactly. One thing I can do and do is if you have exposed aggregate, well, there's that stuff you can that they sell that it ends up looking having that wet look. You know, looks really good. I do that every couple of years or so, but that's another subject.
Cool.
If 651-461-9226, I'm looking at the text messages. What is Andy's service area for leaf guard gutters? Now, give us a general area where Linda's could do some work.
Well, you know, if we go as far south as like the Rochester area, as far north as like Hinckley, far east is like Hayward, Eau Claire area. As far west is like, you know, Elk River-ish, maybe to Monticello. We've done some work over there. But there's an office in St. Cloud as well that comes this way. So if you're in need for leaf guard, wherever you are, if you call 1-800-LEAF-GUARD, you will get the nearest office to you that services your area. Now, if you go on leafguard.com, and put in your zip code for the Twin Cities area, chances are it's going to look like there is no service area. But Leaf Guard as a whole is now owned by Corporate America, and we're one of three family-owned, I think, franchises left in the country. So it's just their corporate-ran offices that show up on their website, not us.
All right, very good.
The reason I bring that up is I've been getting that question an awful lot lately, and it stems from people searching LeafGuard online, going to leafguard.com, and then typing in their, you know, Twin Cities address or zip code of whatever it is, 55125, and it shows that there's no dealer available in that area.
Well, when in doubt, call Linda. You know, again, it could be about for maybe you've got other projects in mind, but if you don't have any other number to remember, 844-9-LINDIS, and they'll get you squared away. Andy, hang on. We'll take this quick break. Be right back with the next portion of our Home Improvement Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindis Construction every week in this 9 o'clock hour. Andy Lindis answering those questions. Still have time for yours, 651-461-9226. I know, Andy, you've picked up on a couple of text messages. Is there one you want to grab?
Any of them are fine. Any, go for it.
Okay. Can you explain, Texter says, why you are using extend porch vinyl windows instead of glass for your three-season porches, vinyl windows instead of glass, the benefits and disadvantages? I'm not sure if you understand that. What is that Texter wanting to know?
You know, we don't just do that exclusively. We will usually price it out a couple of different ways for you, but one of the advantages that those windows have is how much they open up. So it can be more like a screen porch than a traditional window. But we put plenty of infinity windows by Marvin into three-season porches or four-season porches. So if it's going to be a four-season porch, I would recommend the infinity window by Marvin. Just try to go with as big a window as you possibly can. And if you use like some of the windows that you have a full screen, you can take the sashes out and make it a screen porch certain times of the year if you want. But I'm okay with the extend those porch windows. They're all vinyl, so they basically collapse into where most of the opening is open. And that's why, so as far as airflow goes, it seems like where that's important is when those windows get chosen, because they're not all that much cheaper than an infinity window by Marvin. So we try to go pros and cons with everyone while we're there. But if for me, my porch, I would be putting on, because it's going to be a porch that you want to be in all the time. I wouldn't try to make it a three-season porch. I would make it a four-season porch and go with the biggest openings I possibly could and use an infinity window by Marvin to do it.
Yeah, at Marvin. Makes it such a great product. Let's see. Our time is limited, I know, but let's see if we can't help out this listener. Kind of a word of advice they want. I'll just read it and we'll go from there. Texture says, I had a chaser, storm chaser, come out last year to do my roof after the Monticello storm. While everyone in my area had roof replacements, I have not had the done the work yet, but need to ASAP. Texture found out my neighbor's roof was done so badly they had it replaced twice by this company. I know the salesperson has done lots of work. However, I don't want this company doing my roof anymore. How can I get out of the contract? No physical work has been done. Insurance has approved a roof already. So is the question, how do I get out of this contract?
You might be out of luck. I don't know. I'd have to look at the contract and how it was signed, and what was actually signed, and what or what not might have been legal at the time of signing, because the contingency contracts are no longer valid, meaning what a lot of stormers would use, Denny, is they knock on your door and get you to sign off on a thing, and they'd almost sell it like, hey, this is give me approval to inspect it and work with your insurance company. What you're signing on, what it said was, if they find damage and get it approved, you have to use that company. That is a practice that's no longer legal in our area of the world, thankfully. So if that's the type of contract, but if you signed a deal like in a normal contract, I believe the law is, you have 3 days to cancel it. Otherwise, they can, you know, come after you for the remainder of the contract or just keep your down payment. I don't know what kind of money you have down. For me, this, as long as I don't have any hard costs, that even if I ordered the materials, if I can return the materials, I will. If somebody wants to cancel, stuff happens. And for me, the only time I've ever seen that happen is because of something significant happened in that person's life where the money was going to be an issue, or they were moving, or something happened where they no longer could do the project. Luckily, I haven't had anybody want to cancel with us because of the type of work we did. And I would think I would try to talk to that contractor and be like, hey, I don't want you here. You guys do terrible work, and see if they'll let you out of the deal.
2 minutes to go on the show, Andy, and you, for the listeners that didn't join us till late, the last half hour, you brought up something I found interesting as far as insurance goes, is to, and I've always thought about interior things, like take pictures of this room, these special items and the interior, but you're suggesting to look and take pictures of the exterior, right?
Yeah, you know, we've seen this happen enough where you're walking around, that looks different. Well, if you have a picture that you can reference to see what looks different, might help you to know what exactly is going on. And throughout the approval process, you can show people what the house looked like before and after the storm. That seems to help out a little bit. So I just think it's this time of year, you know, we're coming out of winter. So there's some parts of our houses that we haven't even looked at since last fall. So it's just good to go out. And what I would do is take a picture from all four sides and all four corners. That usually gets majority of the home in to that photo album. And I would try to document that every year, and it'll help you, you know, down the road. It's just one of those smart things to do. When and should a bad storm come through, it'll pay off for you.
Yeah, and given the advent of these great cameras on cell phones these days, it's amazing quality. So you can do that, and like you said, keep a record of that in your own home album. All right, Andy, real quick, quickly now, give us the deals at Lindus before we let you go.
75% off labor on the installation of leaf guard gutters free labor on the installation of leaf guard gutters and free labor on the installation of GAF asphalt roofing. And I gave you a little heads up on where the deal is going next month. That's when we dropped down from free labor to 75% off labor. So if you want to save 25% of your labor, the month of April is the time to do it.
8449 Lindus. Andy, have a great weekend and a great week. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you. Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. Thank you, Ryan Perpich, for producing our show today, and thank you for listening. See you back here next Saturday.